In the past weeks, we've heard testimonies from Pastor Bill, Susan, fellow PCOGers, all of whom have taken radical steps out of their comfort zone to work in the mission fields. Haiti, Nicaragua, Africa. There have been outreaches in the U.S. to NYSEM, New York School of Urban Ministries, reentry, pivot, trips to repair houses, and help those in need, however possible. All of this is done to spread the gospel and live as Jesus taught us. I'm fully supportive of all these missions and pray for all who participate. However, I have not felt called to be part of faraway outreaches and prefer to keep a low profile. Now for the way God presented an opportunity for me to serve him, grow in my faith, and live radically, at least for me, in my own church backyard. For those of you who may not know, every Wednesday afternoon from late spring to late fall, there's a farmer's market in our parking lot. It's a bustling place with many vendors. And usually there's a musician playing, and there's a guitar and singing. It's very festive. A couple of years ago, Nancy Hankus established a prayer tent among the vendors' tents, offering prayer to anyone who might need it. Nancy asked me if I would consider being a part of the prayer team under the tent. I don't know how to tell you, this is the last thing I wanted to do. I know many people who come to the farmer's market, and frankly, it felt very uncomfortable sitting under the tent offering prayer. However, I also knew it was my opportunity to step out and do something radical, at least for me. I would be less than honest if I said I'm comfortable offering prayer in the middle of a farmer's market. But I know I have prayed for many who are in need, and perhaps a seed has been planted, or someone has been comforted or healed. I don't know. I highly recommend living radically, whatever that means for you. And I know you'll be blessed. Thank you.
That is a perfect story. Because God calls all of us to live radically, but what that means for you can be very different than what it means for me. And the point is, we listen to God and do what He asks of us. Thank you, Marge, for stepping out for Jesus.